It's the one of those with the big light around it, isn't it?
Yeah, he's got a ring light for his ring cock.
Oh, man.
We're just discussing Richie's OnlyFans camera setup.
Yeah, Richie was in the dark, and now he's all lit up.
There's a joke there to be made, but we're not going to make it.
Now, you threw out earlier to us, looks like Sony's got some hardware releasing soon-ish. Yeah.
So, well, first things first, I guess we owe Sony an apology because the fucking portal is selling out. Like, you can't, I don't think you can pre-order it anywhere anymore.
Did they only make two?
They only made like five of them, yeah. And they gave out three. So, you know, but yeah, you can't get a portal anywhere. But in addition to the portal, Sony is releasing a new slim PS5. And this one is interesting because obviously it's smaller. It costs the same amount. But and it's got a little bit different shape to it. And the panels on it, like, you know how you can replace the plates
on mm-hmm.
the version. The plates are smaller and they're segmented. So I don't know if you can take all four pieces off or if you can only take the bottom piece off or what the deal is. But with the new digital one goes up $50. Even though it doesn't provide anything else other than the ability to add an $80 disk drive to it. If you decide down the line, you want to add an optical drive to your digital only PlayStation 5 Slim.
Which that's actually not a terrible option.
No.
To have, because it's a lot easier to replace a peripheral that just plugs in than it is to replace the optical on a system that, you know, it is contained within. I'm not saying it's like terribly difficult, but it's a lot easier to plug something in and unplug it and plug it back in. I mean,
right. But now you're also at that point, you're spending an extra $30 for the ability to plug or to replace your optical drive should it go bad. So you're paying a premium for it, but you can do it should you want to.
Yeah, and that was going to be my next question. That is going to be a full-fledged optical, isn't it? So it'll service everything like the regular one does for the PS5.
Yep. It's an Ultra HD Blu-ray disc drive. It's the same exact drive that you would get if you bought the regular disc version. But again, it's you know, you can unplug it and plug it back in. Now, what I don't see in here is whether or not you can replace it says it's only the add-on drive is only compatible with a new model of the PS5 digital edition. So I don't know if your optical drive craps out on the new Slim, if you'll be able to get one of these and replace it, or if it's legitimately only going to work with that. And I wonder if being a separate module, if it affects the read-write speed, but the read speed and all that stuff.
No, it's probably only going to work with the new Slim because it's going to be some kind of proprietary connection, or maybe just a regular eSATA or something along those lines, and that connection is not on the older fat one.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is, say you get one of the Slims that has the optical drive.
There's no... You read that wrong. There is no Slim with an optical drive. You have to buy the $79 adapter.
No, there's what I'm looking at a picture of right now.
There's not one with a. There's no. They're getting rid of the optical drive, and letting you buy an optional one if you want to use one. No optical drive.
Let's see.
What the fuck? PS5 with Ultra HD Blu-ray disc drive, $500. PS5 digital edition, $449.99.
Yeah, there's still one with a optical, isn't there?
I don't know. Maybe I am reading it wrong.
My understanding was they just jacked the price because the digital right now is shooting for what, $399?
Yeah.
Okay. So they did jack that up $50 because it's showing on their website, or at least their blog, that that shoots up to $449 with the, and this is what it shows. The recommended retail price for the new PS5 model are as follows. US PS5 with Ultra HD Blu-ray disc drive, $499. PS5 digital edition, $499. $449, I'm sorry. Looks like there are also a new horizontal stand.
Yeah. Now here's this spec sheet from Sony says Slim 2023 standard edition model, and it has the drive on it, and then it says Slim 2023 digital edition.
Okay, the digital edition one, if you look up on their spec sheet, it shows optical is being a disk drive port. So yeah, Rich, you're right. It's either some proprietary thing or something that's certainly not just, you know, USB or whatever.
Right, but what I'm saying is if you were to get the Slim that does have it, and the optical drive shits out,
right.
You should, I mean, in theory, you would think that you'd be able to pop the bad optical drive out and pop the good one in, right?
Yeah, you would think.
Well, who knows? I mean, we'll find out soon enough, I'm sure.
More info. The overall specs really didn't change, though, did they? As far as.
No. No, it's a smaller die, and it's, you know, it seems like everything else is fairly the same. It didn't increase the storage any, right?
No, look like it.
So,
yeah, it looks like the, yeah, it's still 16 gigs of RAM, yeah, and still 1 terabyte SSD. And then the digital one is identical. So,
actually, did it? No, so it very, did it barely increase the storage to bump it all the way up to 1 terabyte, or did the other one not? Did the other one, they just didn't count the...
Oh, that's right, because it was like 825 gigs, wasn't it?
Yeah. So did they just not count the non-usable storage on the standard version?
I don't know. I'm just reading off of their spec sheet, so I don't know exactly what their take... Let me see here.
Yeah, this new $499 PS5 will replace the original disc version and turn its Ultra HD Blu-ray drive into a removable piece you can also buy for...
Yeah, it is. It is. They actually did increase it straight to 1 terabyte.
Okay, so there you go.
Yeah, so slight increase, yeah.
Yeah.
Because yeah, it was 825 gigs, right? Was the...
Yeah, it was like it was 825, I believe.
And the here's the thing, too, and this does, you know, I was curious, because I remember, you know, whenever you sent that, and I was kind of hunting around at the pictures, and it's, The Verge has a good headline here. The Slim PS5 is still huge.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, I mean, these things are slightly smaller, but they're still pretty big. They've maintained somewhat of the, you know, somewhat of the design of the original, the fat, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, part of the reason that I really like the PS5 is the original design. So... I mean, I'm not, and mine works fine. I'm not really rushing out to buy one of these guys. I don't really have a need for it, you know. I'm sure there'll be people that, eventually there'll be something that I'll just be like, oh man, I guess I really need to get Slim, huh? Like, mine'll die or something. But
yeah, and that's what's going to be available, you know, unless you just try to go, you know, hit something up at like GameStop or whatever, or wherever you're fine. Used video game retailers are.
Yeah. You know, get a PS5 filled with roaches. That'd be great.
Yeah.
So that's a thing that happened like right before we came on. Interesting. Yeah,
you did say the Portal was preset, like pretty much pre-sold out already.
I believe so. I think that's the article that I had seen.
That's crazy.
Unless you unless you found one for sale.
I'm not going to buy one.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you getting a PlayStation Portal, or are you going to get an Xbox?
Well, I'll tell you one thing right now. It won't be the PS Portal.
And I had seen, and I don't know the veracity of these rumors, but I had seen a rumor saying that the Switch 2 is primed for release September 24th of 2024.
Hmm.
Now, this will be like the third release date that we've given out on the pod, and likely to be wrong, so take it with a grain of salt, but they're saying that it'll launch alongside a new Animal Crossing.
Hmm.
So
interesting.
Yeah, so I'll get that, and then I'll get Animal Crossing and play it for like 2 or 3 months and then abandon my town.
So Bob got the Worms Armageddon finally from Limited Run, which how long did that take you? 2 years?
Almost 2 years.
So between the both you guys, is that the longest so far?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Now here's my other question though. Is there anything else right now that they've been shipping, like, that's been delayed for quite some time? Or was this just like, hey, oh my God, we finally got this one thing out?
I don't know. This is the last thing that I've had waiting.
I ordered some. They're doing a series of Ninja Turtle video game soundtracks on vinyl and cassette that I ordered, but they're not supposed to be out yet. So far, so good with them, considering that they're not supposed to be here and I don't have them. So there you go. Yeah.
So did you order, I'm looking at their site right now, did you order any of the Plumbers Don't Wear Ties
definitive? No, I'm never going to play that.
What about the Persona 3 portable fucking $200 briefcase edition?
I thought about that and said no, I'm not going to buy it.
All right, how about the Gargoyles Remastered Collector's Edition?
I know, again, because they suck. Yeah. The Gargoyles games.
All right. Well, I don't know. I've never played Amazon. I've never played Gargoyles games, so I don't know. This fucking this Assault Suits Vulcan looks pretty cool, but I'm pretty sure I could just get a ROM of that somewhere.
What game is that?
Assault Suits Vulcan. Looks like a mech game. For the Super Nintendo.
Oh.
Comes with some neat little extras. I don't know what the fuck this thing is. Comes with some kind of keychain that looks like it has a speaker on it. I don't know what the fuck it does.
Oh, yeah. It says Assault Suits Vulcan, also known as a Cybernator.
Cybernator.
Released in 1992 for the SNES. Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. It's an exclusive Soundbites TM keychain. So I don't know what the fuck that does, but I'm assuming Jake Brain boards his S117A assault suit.
Yeah, I just saw that. The story follows Jake Brain. What a name.
Jake Brain boards his ass. It's fucking amazing. Oh, God. I don't know. It looks, what is it, a shmup? Yeah. Well, no. Or is it? Yeah, it looks like a shmup. Mixed with Metroid? Is it a Metroidvania mixed with a shoot 'em up?
I don't know. These are saying, yeah, like run and gun.
Okay.
Yeah, it's run and gun, it's the platformer, basically.
All right, nice. Yeah, it seems like it'd be okay, but Wonder?
Thank you. Comes out the same day as Spider-Man 2. I remember Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
Which is soon. I think it's coming out soon.
I want Super Mario Wonder. I think that looks
Spider-Man cool. 2. I enjoyed Spider-Man and Miles Morales, so it should be fun.
Yeah, I haven't...
And I'll actually use my thing for a game, PS5 for a game.
I played the original Spider-Man, and it was really hard. So... I don't know. I want it because I want to know the story. Like, it seems like it's a cool story. But I don't know if I'll get the game. And I'm really looking forward to the Wolverine game, but I have a feeling it's going to be just like the fucking Spider-Man game, and I'm going to get it, and then I'm not gonna be able to play it because I suck.
There's a RoboCop game coming out too that looks good, but supposed to be difficult.
Ooh, is that which?
I think RoboCop's coming out for everything.
Yeah, I'm looking at the. Well, I was looking at which game it was. Yeah, is this Rogue City? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, you said RoboCop, and I perked up on that one. Here you go. RoboCop Rogue City demo is a the demo is 130 gigs.
Jesus Christ.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Fuck's sake, dude.
It says Rogue City demo is a whopping 130 gigs and bland.
Why has it got to say whopping?
It does. Now here's a cool thing. Rich, did you see the cool thing about this game?
No, but go ahead.
Peter Weller reprises his role.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
You, Bob just said the whopping thing. You know, they played that Bush song on the radio a couple days ago on satellite thing that's very anti-Italian.
The ones Which one?
That, the ones that talk about letting the day goes by.
Glycerine.
Yeah.
Well, no, they're being kind. They're saying let the day goes by. They're saying don't block, you know, don't get in their way. Let them go about their business.
No, it's don't let the day goes by. So you're blocking them is what's going on.
Oh.
So you forget the song. They hit me with that song. And then after that, they played the horrible cover of Last Kiss by Pearl Jam. I forgot that song existed.
I actually like that cover. Nah. Oh, wait, no. That's not the cover I'm thinking of. I don't like that cover. It's the one, I Believe in Miracles by the Ramones that they covered. I actually liked that, but yeah, I don't like the
last that was bit. Off of that We're a Happy Family album, right? That was a good album.
Yeah, it's a really good album.
Yeah,
I really enjoy it. I just
with a Rob Zombie cover.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've just been losing myself in screens of RoboCop or Rogue City. Yeah,
it really. I know what you said. It sounded like you said RoboCock.
Yeah,
as long as you can shoot people in the nuts, that's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember RoboCop shot that guy in the dick.
Bitches leave too. Red Foreman. Bitches leave.
Oh, October 20th, by the way.
For the other two, right?
Yeah.
Super Mario 1. There's October 20th. Would you say Spider-Man as well?
Spider-Man 2. I'm pretty sure it's the same day. Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah, you're right. October 20th. Yep. So yeah, that's a pretty big day, right?
Yeah. And then we've got when is Super Mario RPG coming out? I almost said MPG. I'm like fucking Mario Miles Per Gallon. That comes out November 17th.
Yeah, you know what? They're dropping these at the right time. Obviously, holiday season's always, you know, a smart time for this stuff. But
yeah. And then we gotta wait until February 16th for Mario vs. Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
What was the original system that shit came out on? Was it Game Boy or was it?
It was a Game Boy Advance.
Yeah.
Unless you count the Mario, Donkey Kong 94, the Game Boy cart, because that kind of starts out as Donkey Kong, and then it moves to like puzzle type games where it's kind of the Mario versus Donkey Kong thing.
That was the first game that I played that worked like really well with the Super Game Boy.
Yeah.
Wasn't it the first one that was Super Game Boy compatible?
Enhanced or whatever.
Yeah. Well, yeah, enhanced. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That or Space Invaders. There was like a Space Invaders.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was a Space Invaders too. Yeah, I remember that.
I was looking at I just pulled up the Mario and Donkey Kong series timeline, and this shows this just starting at that GBA game.
Okay.
But Rich, you're right. It shows that the game is that game would be the spiritual successor to the 94 Game Boy release. So there you go.
The more you know.
Very good. But
knowing is half the battle.
The other hand, blue lasers and red lasers.
No, I spent part of the weekend. I threw this in text. I played a bunch of old pinball machines from the 70s, which was really cool. And then they also, the other side of the pinball, they had some old arcade cabinets. So I got some Asteroids Time in and, you know, that sort of thing. It was really cool. Everything was really well, like, pretty in good shape. Some of the flippers were a little weak on some of the pinball machines, but you know, these things are 50 plus years old, so
yeah, older than me.
It was cool. They had one in there that was older. I don't know exactly the timeline or time frame. I think it actually dated to the 50s. I'm not entirely certain. Everything else was from like basically 71 to 77. And I'm assuming it was like one collector just donated them to this place, or the guy that like designed this place, like just loved pinball.
Did they have the Hercules machine?
No, I took a picture of like some of the ones they had. Like they had like play ball and teacher's pet.
Was Hercules the one with the where you're playing with the pool balls, like the oversized one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Was the play ball one? Was that the one that had like the pitcher's mound thing in the middle? And
yeah,
it looked bonus. The ball would come out like.
The ball actually doesn't come in a stand like where a standard pinball cabinet would be, where you. Would shoot it from the right. It actually comes up from the center.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's it's funny. Acting like kind of like you're hitting a ball, you know, is what the thing was, but a lot like the video game variants of it, you know, you have spots where if it like would hit a hole, it'd be like a double, or it would be a, you know, an out or whatever, you know, it's that kind of thing.
Nice.
So that was pretty cool. The teacher's pet one I really liked because it's really simple. Like there's only there, you know, it had the old analog everything scoring. There's no digital scoring, everything was just, you know, old school. And that one only went up to 4 digits. I thought that was pretty fun.
I like the Addams Family and the Simpsons are two of my favorite.
They were not the 70s though.
No, they were not. They were not.
No, they didn't have anything anywhere. I don't think any of the ones they had there, not even the newest one.
Since you lose eventually at the play ball one, does that mean you play as the Phillies?
Oh,
can you boot him?
You've been kicked from the group.
can you insert booze?
Oh, yes, I can.
Can you
boo this man?
Can you insert?
They're saying who earns? Thrown at him? Who earns? Who earns?
I can't wait to see you again, Rich. I am going to throw fucking batteries at you.
Yep.
I may or may not put them in a snowball, depending upon what the weather's like outside.
Oh, great. I don't think it snows anymore. I think, we're past that.
Snow is fake. Morning.
Yeah.
Birds aren't real.
Yep.
Hey, so Tom and I talked about something yesterday, and I want to get your opinion on this. So we were talking, and it plays back to something that I wanted to do on the Gregorio Unchained this weekend that we just never got to, or last week that we never got to. So you're very upset about how the new Toxic Avenger remake is turning out, right?
I'm not very upset. I just don't think we need it. I think this is one of them things that really we take a company that's known for making the cheapest things possible, and we turn it into a multi-million-dollar movie starring stars, Peter Dinklage and Kevin Bacon and other things. And I just think that's not, like, I know why Lloyd Kaufman's doing it, because of money, but still, oh, yeah. I don't know, yeah.
So it got me to thinking certain characters and certain storylines and certain aspects of characters that just should never be changed. And inevitably, due to the way things work, at some point has to be changed. And the character that came to mind was Magneto, and how you can't really, one of the things that makes Magneto who he is the experience he had during the Holocaust. And so going forward, eventually there's going to be a point where you can't have this 120-year-old guy floating around in a diaper.
Yes. Huh? We already hit that, though.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's going to be really hard. The suspension of disbelief, you know, I can believe that a dude can fly, but I don't know, dude. This guy's like 200 years old. And
kind of like how the Punisher fought in Vietnam.
Yeah. But they changed that. Remember, they made that imaginary conflict that's on the sliding scale. But you can't really do that with the Holocaust.
Yeah.
Like, so with the new movie, with the MCU X-Men, they were talking about making it the civil rights movement and then making Professor X and Magneto black and having that be, but it's not, they're not equivalent, you know, like it, the civil rights movement was a very important time and there was a lot of bad shit and atrocities that happened, but it's still not the scale of the Holocaust. And so to take that key part, it'd be like making, you know, taking Ben Grimm and making him Irish Catholic. You know, he's a Jew. He wears a yarmulke and reads from the Torah and shit. Like,
you're still in Florida. Every time I hear you say that the Holocaust happened, I expect somebody to come in and put a thing over your head and take you away.
You know, that's why I lock all my doors and windows before we start recording, so the Gestapo can't get me.
The DeSantis, yes.
Yeah. But so, number one, what are your thoughts on that? And number two, are there any other characters or story beats that you view in the same light as that?
I think if you were to make Xavier and Magneto black, that's really hammering the metaphor that the X-Men were supposed to be for, you know, they're supposed to be that whole racial thing anyway, just kind of not hidden, but it's supposed to be a metaphor. I think you're kind of, like I said, smacking it over the head. That's just a little too much, but it doesn't matter to me if they're black or I don't think that should affect the story, but you're probably right about the Holocaust thing. Although, if you really wanted to keep it, you could make it to any one of the other Holocausts. I mean, we've never had
an Armenian
Jewish Holocaust, but you've had like the stuff in Czechoslovakia, stuff in whatever, yeah, all the other
Armenian
little
genocide.
Yeah, those all things. Yeah.
You know what though? Yes and no. It's horrible. It's an awful thing. But I don't think that it's well known enough that it would garner the same kind of sympathy.
Yeah.
Or garner the same kind of people going, hell yeah, brother. If dependent upon, you know, where you sit on it.
Yeah.
But that's a good point though. That's, you know, you could update it to, you know, there were genocides in Uganda and there have been genocides elsewhere, not as well known, but you could lead it up to that. Absolutely. Yeah. And to your point too of it being like beating the metaphor over the head, yeah, no, absolutely it would. I don't see. I'm not against it, but I feel like it's not the character of Magneto. Should you remove that aspect of it because it's so baked into the core of the character? But the struggle, yeah, 100%. Like that is, like you said, that was kind of the metaphor that was. At play with them was these guys are basically a stand-in for any oppressed people that people are prejudiced against. They just want to live their lives and people can't let them. And so they hate them. They hate what they don't understand.
Yeah.
So
that is an interesting thing that you said though about, you know, updating it or potentially replacing it with another atrocity, which you and I talked about that a little bit too, Bob. But the one thing I thought, you know, with doing something like that is kind of goes back to your original thought of how do you replace the Holocaust? You know, and I'm not saying that there hasn't been, you know, like I said, you know, last night, that there hasn't been atrocities of great, you know, magnitude throughout the world in history, but you know, it's like, okay, if we replace that, are we going to insert it back into another storyline so it stays at the forefront? You know, which is something I don't see happening. I could see something being replaced and then that's it.
Right.
You know, that tends to happen quite a bit these days. So,
and I mean, it's not to say that especially with Loki coming back, it's easy to kind of play it into the multiverse and maybe have them play with time a little bit, time travel, and say, well, they were displaced from this time period to now. And so, yeah, he's still such and such an amount of years old and dealt with everything at the Holocaust, but that's why he's this age now.
Right.
And why he's still able to fly around and move magnets.
Up until, I mean, I didn't read the books, but up until recently, the X-Men had like an island where they just kept resurrecting themselves anyway. So
yeah, Krakoa. Yeah. Oh, dude, it's Krakoa got shot to shit because of fucking Orcus.
Yeah.
But that's another, that's a whole nother conversation for us to have that nobody fucking wants to hear.
Maybe somebody does.
Somebody does. But I mean, Tom, if you really want to know, we can discuss it with you off the air. I don't think the general public wants to hear us fucking discuss, you know, the story, the current story. Well, how long has it been going on for now, Rich? It's been what, like 2-3 years that they've been on Krakoa?
Yeah, like forever.
Yeah.
In a while.
So, but it's a cool storyline. It really is. It's just, you know.
Watch this be our most listened to episode, and we're like, boy, I really wish they dove into that some more.
Well, hey, listen, if you really want us to dive into the Krakoan era of the X-Men comics, shoot us a fucking message. Buy a fucking t-shirt, buy some socks, jerk off into them, because then at least you can jerk off to it. Buy some stickers, put them on your face. I don't care. Do something. Give us some fucking money.
Join our Patreon.
Let Rich, yeah, join Richie's OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Because at least you can jerk off to it.
Do you like bears.com?
Do you like bears.com? Do you like richieshog.com?
I'm not buying any more domain names, so then none of these are going to get to, except for the Bears one.
I'm the gabagool.com.
Gabagool.
The fuck is wrong with us?